Federation of Labor, which of course was the established union and very patriotic, and engaged in an agreement with the government not to strike during war. The IWW would not subscribe to that. War production required immense quantities of timber, and the IWW really controlled the great timber areas of the Northwest, therefore attracting the government's attention, particularly when the IWW engaged in strikes against the conditions under which logging was done.
The general strike developed in the summer of 1917, and it spread up and down the Pacific coast. And it was led by the IWW.
In summer of 1917, the woods were almost solidly organized. The lumberjack, the most individualistic workers that you can think of, the big man idea, Paul Bunyan complex. Now the solidarity was such, not one logger remained in the camps wherever we could get in communication with that camp to tell them that the strike was on.
50,000 lumberjacks, 50,000 packs, 50,000 dirty rolls of blankets on their backs, 50,000 minds made up to strike and strike like men. For 50 years they packed a bed, but never will again.
They tried every way to break up the strike. They sent soldiers in there. Soldiers that never had an axe in their hand, they didn't know they get lost if they walked around a big stump.
They organized the spruce division. That's the way they used the army as strike breakers.
They called them the Loyal Legion of Loggers. We called them the Lousy Long-Legged Loggers. Wave the flag with one hand and rob you with the other.
Another clip of the Wobblies. The director, Deborah Schaefer, is with us. There is so much to talk about. But if you could talk about what happened to them in World War One, the Palmer Raids, and their relationship with the more establishment AFL.
Well, the AFL wanted absolutely nothing to do with the IWW, of course. They saw them as a threat, although I have to say that later, to skip over to the end of it, what you're asking me about, the IWW really was the precursor to the CIO. Many, many IWW organizers went on to become organizers for the CIO, the Congress of Industrial Unions, which did represent unskilled workers and was organized in the 30s. The Wobblies were put out of business by the federal government. There's just no other way to put it. I learned how, in the process of making the film, how really deep and dreadful the repression from the government was. Similar to, like, lately we've seen there was a film a couple of years ago about the murder of Fred Hampton, which had been organized by the FBI. And this was a very similar attack on the IWW, organized by, you mentioned, A. Mitchell Palmer, who was the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation at the time. His Eager Beaver young assistant was J. Edgar Hoover. And they arrested people right and left. They deported any immigrant workers. Anybody who didn't have their citizenship papers were just put on boats and deported out of the U.S., never to be allowed to return. 101 members and mostly leadership people all across the country were arrested in 1917 during the war. They were arrested and charged with sedition, put in jail. In the end, it was a sham trial. And
we have 15 seconds.
They were given 20 years in prison for having organized the IWW. I just want to say I find, shockingly, the film is more relevant now than it was when we released it in 79.
And it's being put into the Library of Congress's National Film Registry, which is incredible, soon to be available to everyone, opening on May Day, which is Sunday. That does it for today's show. Deborah Schaefer, I want to thank you for being with us, co-director with Stuart Bird of the 1979 documentary The Wobblies, that's just being released once again. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. Happy May Day, everyone. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Happy May Day from Kenny Joe.
Stand up, all victims of oppression, for the tyrants fear your might. Don't cling so hard to your possessions, for you have nothing if you have no rights. Let racist ignorance be ended, for respect makes the empires fall. Freedom is merely privilege extended, unless enjoyed by one and stand beside us. We'll live together or we'll die alone. In our world poisoned by exploitation, those who have taken, they must give. And end the vanity of nations. We hope one earth on which to live. Some of brothers and sisters, for the strife
Well, I hope this isn't a day when we have just one CD player. I hope, I don't know if I hope it's the CD, not the CD player. It's my CD, it's not my CD player. Anyhow, not a good way to start. That was Billy Bragg, of course, doing the Internationale off of his CD by the same name. Thought that would be a good follow-up to Amy. What we're going to do for the rest of the day is we're going to play some more labor songs. We'll even play a wobbly song. We'll do that plus some new music. May Day is Sunday, and tomorrow though is Kenny Joe's favorite May Day celebration. The Polish Hill May Day Parade, making a comeback after 2 years' absence. It'll be starting at the end of Melwood Avenue, the Oakland end of Melwood Avenue. People will be gathering at noon. No, I heard people be gathering. It used to be noon. I think maybe it's 11:30 now. Anyhow, it's your guess is as good as, well, it's probably not as good as mine as to when the parade will start, but probably start sometime between noon and 1 o'clock. That's Kenny Joe's guess. Rain or shine, but from what I hear, there won't be any rain. And if you can't make that, then there's another May Day parade in Squirrel Hill on the actual May Day, Sunday. I believe that steps off from Forbes and Murray at 3 o'clock. So, hope you can make it to one or both of those. Before we play any more music here, let me get a PSA out of the way. In an effort to minimize accidental shootings and help all residents be responsible gun owners, the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police is providing free gun locks for all Pittsburgh residents, while supplies last, of course. The locks are available at all zones within the city and at police headquarters on Western Avenue. Gun locks are a crucial part of the effort to curb accidental shootings. They prevent children from discharging a firearm and injuring themselves or others. Obtaining a gun lock to properly secure a gun can prevent tragedy. Taking 5 minutes to place a lock on a gun could save a life. City of Pittsburgh's residents can obtain a gun lock at Pittsburgh Police Headquarters or at any Pittsburgh Police Station. For more information, call Pittsburgh Police Headquarters at 412-323-7800. That's 412-323-7800. This message brought to you by the City of Pittsburgh and WRCT. Let me also explain, if you haven't figured it out, that Pinckney Hall is back at its normal time. What was its normal time 2 years ago? 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every Friday morning. That is, every Friday morning when Kenny Joe's in town. As I have mentioned, this week we're going to do labor songs, since in the world excluding North America, it is Labor Day on May 1. And we won't get into why North America is excluded. Next week, we will be playing songs from bands that will be appearing in Pétanque-a-Tonk. Now, Pétanque-a-Tonk is another thing back from a COVID-induced hiatus, and that is going to be on Saturday, May 14th. So you might ask Kenny Joe why he's not playing those songs on Friday the 13th. First of all, it'll be unlucky. Second of all, that is one Friday when I will be out of town. So next week on May 6th, we'll be playing songs from bands that are appearing in Pétanque-a-Tonk this year, and if we run out of those, we'll put on some music from bands that were in Pétanque-a-Tonk the last couple of times that it was held. So, time to get back to the music.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they forgot to kill went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. It's there you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
There's an alien life form been creeping round my job site. Oh, they look almost human, but something about them ain't right. They just cross right over a picket line. Pay no attention to a picket sign. They're called scabs. Scabs. The lowest life form spawned in nature's lab. They got no brains. They got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. They might be reptilian. The blood flows like ice in their veins. Or extraterrestrial recyclers that use shit for brains. Now what does it mean to have the right to strike when companies do anything they like using scabs? Scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. Now, before we had our unions, let me tell you, conditions were bad. Understaffed, overworked, underpaid, till we finally got mad. But then when we walked out to protect our rights, they just gave away our jobs to those parasites, to those scabs. Scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. I could puke watching co-workers turned into weasels and traitors. They must be pod people hatched by those corporate raiders and insider traders. You know our labor laws are crazy, they're so damn two-faced. They say I haven't been fired, just permanently replaced by scabs. Scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. Oh, listen to your mama, this isn't idle gab. You're pretty damn low on the food chain when you think you gotta grab your striking neighbor's job. I guess you gotta be a scab.
Out to cheat us. things go together like needle and thread, like collar and tie and butter and bread. And you go well with the union.
You go well with the union.
Union.
Salt goes with pepper like shoes go with leather, and you and the union go well together. Come on then, gal, join the union.
Come on then, pal, join the union.
Union. You can press for a shorter working week, but a presser who presses alone is weak. You need the weight of the union.
You're not too late, join the union.
Union.
When you're doing a man's work every day, well, equal work deserves equal pay. Come on then, gal, join the union.
Join your pals in the union.
Union. Better conditions, the long weekend, paid holidays, money to spend. You owe it all to the union.
You owe it all to the union.
Union.
Suits or costumes or making shirts, foundation garments or pleating skirts. Whatever you do, join the union.
There's a place for you in the union.
Union.
The NUFT and GW, it's a perfect fit. It's made for you.
So come on then, pal, join the union.
Come on then, gal, join the union.
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 Let me tell you what you heard in that last set. The last song was Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger. We'll get another Seeger in there after Mike has been mentioned. That was from the name of the song was Needle and Thread. And if you didn't recognize the acronyms, well, those are labor unions in Great Britain. And the CD that was from is the New Britain Gazette, Britain, B-R-I-T-O-N, Volume 2. And then we heard from Billy Bragg for the second time this morning. There is Power in the Union. That was off of The Essential, Billy Bragg. Before that, Pittsburgh's own Anne Feeney, another of the many musicians that we lost during the 2 years of COVID. Name of the song, as you might have guessed, was Gabs. The name of the CD is Look to the Left. And we started it off with Paul Robeson doing his rendition of the of Joe Hill, the IWW organizer who was executed. That was off of a compilation CD, Songs of Free Men. And I don't know if you're playing along at home on the playlist, but no matter what Kenny Joe did, he could not get the computer to do Paul Robeson. We're stuck with Obeson there on your playlist, but that's computer shorthand, I guess, for Paul Robeson. Okay, we're going to interrupt the labor songs with a announcement or two here, and we're also going to. What else are we going to do? We're gonna slip in the new music before we get back to the labor songs. First of all, let me tell you about one of the many fine shows on WRCT. Zombo in Your Brain. Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airways. It's off the rails radio Fridays, 10 to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Does that mean I'm going to get to see Zombo today? No, probably not. He's probably working from home, but I'm going to hang around in case he makes an in-person appearance. So, you know, hang in there for another 40 minutes and you'll get Zombo. What else can I tell you about here? How about Unfortunately Not a Podcast? Why listen to aimless chatter when you could listen to some good old-fashioned music instead? Tune in to Unfortunately Not a Podcast with Costanza, Ultra, and Get Your Sonic Fix. You'll hear some songs, and hopefully you'll prefer them to a meandering conversation. Tuesdays at 9 o'clock, only on WRCT. Let me get one more thing out of the way here, if I can. I'm going to give you a message from one of our fine underwriters, Remaster Media. They join you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from your remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. Now, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay. That's all the reading for a while. We'll try out some new music on you. Hang in there just a sec.
Now, how it
It's hard to tell when that one was stopping. So that's your new music for the day. The last song is by William St. Hugh. I can't tell you if that is a person, a band. Very little is known of William St. Hugh. And the name of the CD is Weasels Devour the Sun, and that track was, of course, Charnel Grounds. Before that, we had Platypus, spelled P-L-A-I-D, a puss, doing Action Adventure off of their new CD, The Sophisticated Sound of Platypus. And we started it off with Sufjan Stevens and Angelo D'Augustine doing Back to Oz off of their new CD, A Beginner's Mind. Now, I thought you, after all that talking I was doing this morning, you probably could use some instrumentals. So we got you a couple there. What do I owe you yet? I don't know. I probably owe you a PSA. We'll get that in sometime. We'll do a little bit of, we'll go back to the labor songs here.
Here in Northeast Ohio, back in 1803, James and Danny Heaton found the ore that was lying in Yellow Creek. They built a blast furnace there along the shore, and they made the cannonballs that helped the Union win the war. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down here, darling, in Youngstown. Well, my daddy worked the furnaces, kept them hotter than hell. I come home from now, I'm working my way to Scarford. That job would suit the devil as well. Well, the taconite, coke, and limestone fed my children and made my pay. Them smokestacks reaching like the arms of God into a beautiful sky, soot and clay. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down here, darling, in Youngstown. Well, my daddy come on the Ohio Works when he come home from World War II. Now the yard's just scrap and rubble. He said them big boys did what Hitler couldn't do. Yeah, these mills, they built the tanks and bombs that won this country's war. We sent our sons to Korea and Vietnam. Now we're wondering what they were dying. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down here, darling, in Youngstown. From the Monongahela Valley to the Mesabi Iron Range, to the coal mines of Appalachia, story's always the same. 700 tons of metal a day. Now, sir, you tell me the world's changed. Once I made you rich enough to forget my name. In Youngstown, in Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down here, darling, in Youngstown. When I die, I don't want no part of heaven. I would not do heaven's work well. I pray the devil comes and takes me to stand the fiery furnaces of hell.
Hempstead, Pennsylvania, the home of U.S. Steel. And the men down at the Homestead Works are sharing one last meal. Sauerkraut and kielbasa, a dozen beers or more, 100 years of pouring slab, they're closing down the door. And this mill won't run no more. There's a silence in the valley, a silence in the street, a silence every night on these cold white sheets. My wife stares out the window with a long and lonely stare. She says, you kill yourself for 30 years and no one seems to care. You made their railroad rails and bridges, you ran the driving wheel, and the towers of their Empire State are lined with Homestead steel. The Monongahela Valley no longer hears the roar. There's cottonwood and sumac weed inside the slab mill door. And this mill won't run. So me, I'll sit in Hess's bar and drink my life away. God bless the second mortgage and the unemployment pay. And my ex-boss, Mr. Goodwin, he keeps a shaking my one good hand. He said, son, it's men like me and you who built the promised land. We made their railroad rails and bridges, we ran the driving wheel, and the towers of their Empire State are lined with Homestead steel. The Monongahela Valley no longer hears the roar. There's cottonwood and sumac weed inside the slab mill door. And this mill won't run no more.
Hush now, don't you wake up, we'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lull you through the night. Across the den by morning, here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia, Daddy hears he'll find work there. And the mockingbird can't sing like the cry of a dove, and I can't tell my daughters all all the things that I'm scared of. But I'm not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way. Work for the working man, just one more empty mill. Hard times in Rockingham, hard times harder still. The crows are in the kitchen, the wolves at the door. Our father's land of Eden is paradise no more. And the mockingbird can sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the one. Sister stayed in Eden. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. A hard life of working with nothing much to show. A long life leaving with nowhere to go. And the mockingbird can sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way.
And spins, sits, and folds in darkness. cash your notes, we'll cast your votes. Just bring me some of that money. Tell me, mother, sister, brother, you who work beside me, when will we be going home to the chickens and cows, the horses and sows, the cousins and friends and loved ones of our native country? Ah, shut your mouth, my daughter dear, go fetch the boss some water and just pretend you can't comprehend that Irish agitator. We're going down to Lamadic to work in the mills of New Hampshire. 2 weeks we'll march like savages down the banks of the Connecticut and the Merrimack rivers. Why is Patty such a bad guy? Why is he so evil? He wants more pay for his working day, and he says that kids like me should be in school. Femme Diane, mapped it out, we'll start for home tomorrow. But Patty Boyle and Katie Doyle, they've left their soil, they sailed away, they can't go home, and therein lies their anger.
Let me tell you what was in that last set. That was the last song was by Kate and Anna McGarrigle, Jacques A. Gilles off of Anapedia. Before that, we had the Carolina Chocolate Drops doing Leaving Eden by on the CD of the same name. Then the Tom Russell Band doing U.S. Steel off of Road to Buy 'Em On. And we started the set off with Bruce Springsteen doing Youngstown off of The Ghost of Tom Joad. I'm going to give you a quick PSA, then we're going to play one last song, and then it'll be time for Zombo. Yes, live and in person. Here we go. Okay, dads, it's time to do the Cabbage Patch, the Running Man, or something more contemporary, the Floss. That's right, dance like a dad with your kids. Learn more at fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and WRCT. We're going to close out with Woody Guthrie doing the 1913 massacre. Well, that wasn't it. That was Joe Hill. We already played that.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their corporate claim, risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air. And the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree. And the children had died, there was 73. The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town is lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
Plays him sweet and he plays him hot. Spins around, gives it all he's got. He's a real coon, he's a jockey man. He plays him old and he plays him new. He'll play most anything for you. He's a real coon, he's a jockey man. Now listen in any time you can. Hear him yak to his music band. Get your kicks when he talks that jive. Really sends you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man. Listen in any time you can. Hear him yak to his music jive. Really send you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff.